You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with the major update. Hindustan Unilever's share price experienced a decline of over 1% on Thursday following the release of its earnings report for the quarter ended March 2024. HUL shares dropped by as much as 1.2% to ₹2,218 apiece on the BSE, reflecting subdued Q4 results. FMCG major Hindustan Unilever reported a standalone net profit of ₹2,406 crore in Q4 FY24. Marking a decline of 6% from ₹2,552 crore in the corresponding period last year. Within HUL's segments, the home care HC segment grew by 1% year-on-year, while the beauty and personal care BPC segment contracted by 2% year-on-year, and the foods and refreshment FNR segment delivered price-led growth of 4% year-on-year. Moving on, Nestle India has reported a jump of almost 27% in its profit for the quarter ending March FY24, standing at ₹934.17 crore against ₹736.64 crore it reported in Q4 FY23. The company's revenue came in at ₹5,267.59 crore for the aforementioned period, an increase of 9% in comparison to ₹4,830.53 crore it reported in the January-March period of FY23. The company follows a financial year of 15 months. Sequentially, the company's net profit grew 42.4% for January-March in FY24 compared to ₹655.61 crore it reported in the previous quarter. Its revenue from operations was up 14.5% on quarter for the January-March period of FY24 against ₹4,600.42 crore it reported in the previous quarter. In other news, in early trading on Thursday, April 25th, Axis Bank's share price surged over 5% following the private lender's announcement of a profit of ₹7,130 crore for Q4 FY24. A stark contrast to the loss of ₹5,728.4 crore reported in the corresponding quarter of the previous financial year, opening at ₹1,098.30 on the BSE. Axis Bank's share price quickly climbed by 5.2% to reach 1,119. By around 9:40 a.m., the share price had risen by 4.9% to ₹1,115.85 per share, compared to the previous day's close of ₹1,063.70. After the market closed on April 24, Axis Bank disclosed a net profit of ₹7,130 crore for Q4 FY24, a significant improvement from the loss incurred in the same quarter the previous year. Meanwhile, Vedanta's consolidated net profit came down 27.3% to ₹2,275 crore in the fourth quarter of FY24 compared to ₹3,132 crore it posted in the same quarter a year ago. Profit is of jointly controlled entities and associates. The company's consolidated revenue stands at ₹5,408.72 crore, which rose 13% on year in comparison to ₹4,790.91 crore it posted in Q4 FY23. Also, ACC Limited clocked a consolidated net profit of ₹944.84 crore, an increase of 4 times year-on-year compared to ₹235.66 crore it reported in the same quarter a year ago. The company's consolidated revenue stands at ₹5,408.72 crore, which rose 13% on year in comparison to ₹4,790.91 crore it posted in Q4 FY23. Up next, Meta Platforms Inc., formerly known as Facebook, maintains its supremacy in social media platforms under CEO Mark Zuckerberg's leadership. In the first quarter of 2024, the firm outperformed financial analysts' predictions, with revenues slightly higher than expected and earnings per share raising to $4.71 from $4.32. Despite these excellent findings, the company's share fell by double digits in the stock market following the closing. Meta's stock price is trending downwards on Thursday, even though the company reported first quarter earnings that were stronger than anticipated on Wednesday. With predictions of increased costs and lower than expected income, Meta's shares are quoting 13% lower in the pre-market session on Thursday. Moving ahead, shares of Kotak Mahindra Bank plunged as much as 10% during early trading on Thursday, following the Reserve Bank of India's directive to halt the issuance of fresh credit cards and onboarding new clients through digital channels. This decline marks the sharpest single-day drop for the stock since March 23, 2020, On Wednesday, the RBI instructed Kotak Mahindra Bank to immediately cease onboarding new customers via online and mobile banking channels and issuing fresh credit cards. This action comes as a result of identified deficiencies in the bank's IT system during the years 2022 and 2023. Although the bank's branches will continue to onboard new customers and provide all services except for the issuance of new credit cards, analysts express concerns about potential repercussions. Lastly, NK India IPO, an issue of Rs. 650 crore, will close on April 25th. As of April 24th, the company's issue has been subscribed 1.05 times its offering. JNK India opened its IPO for bidding on April 23rd with a price band of Rs. 395 to Rs. 415 per equity share. It offers 7.6 million fresh shares of the company, while it has an offer for sale of 8.4 million shares. Expectations are that the allotment of shares will be finalized on April 26th, with listing to take place on April 30th. Also, in the grey market, JNK India's shares were fetching a premium of 6% to its issue price of Rs. 415. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.